Moncrief on News Talk.
Over the weekend, Britney Spears posted a picture of herself in a wedding dress, along with an announcement that she had just got married to herself. She's not the first person to do this. The general idea is that the bride or groom is most happy in their own company. But if you see someone by themselves in a restaurant or going to the cinema, do you admire their contentment or think they're a loser? News Talk's Other People Are Stupid correspondent Henry McKean has been seeking out the loners. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, people do like being alone. I used to think that when I was younger. Why would you go to the cinema on your own? Why would you go to a cafe on your own? Are you a loner? Are you a loser? Not at all. What a fantastic thing to do. But saying that, I know in my work, sometimes I do get lonely, especially when I'm in a hotel and I just pop down to reception and start chatting up the receptionist just because I'm on my own.
Yeah, but you're,
no
yeah,
to
but that's it, that's kind of yeah. when it's enforced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, I suppose when you kind of have, when you go, yes. well, if you're, you know, in your house and your family yeah. are all noisy and then you might crave some alone time. Mm-hmm. But if you're, because by the nature of your job, you're on the road a lot. So you're,
yeah.
you know,
like there's a lady that sells me basically breakfast rolls. And we always have a chat somewhere in Kilkenny anytime I'm down there. And lots of people, they're all very, very different on it. I met this man feeding a horse.
I'm having a chat with the famous JJ. You're feeding this beautiful horse. He's having a, is it a potato?
No, it's an apple.
It's an apple. He's having an apple.
I know it's Irish, but they prefer apples. They don't like potatoes.
And is this horse your friend?
Yeah, my friend. I forget his name, to be honest, but...
Beautiful animal.
I forget most of my friends' names also.
And do you feel comfortable being on your own? You're out and about on your own. What are you up to?
I'm going to the mountains for the day. Monday's from me, the mountains, and my mobile phone.
So the mountains...
Going to Glendalough. Going to Glendalough for the day.
That's your thing?
Yeah. Just one day a week, you know.
Do you get lonely just on your own?
No, of course I don't, no. Look, I have a friend called a horse, right?
You've got a horse.
Yeah, and I've got in my heart. God is in my heart.
And you've got God.
Yeah, and you came up. You're a friend. You've become a friend.
And we're now friends.
Yeah.
Do you ever, you know, try and chat up receptionists and bus drivers and taxi drivers when you get lonely?
No, they don't have time. You know, they wouldn't have time.
And what about going out for a meal on your own?
I don't always go out for meals on my own, but it's more enjoyable because you can savour the flavour, you know. It's like someone yapping away at you about some nonsense or something.
And what about coffee?
Coffee, I don't take coffee.
So you wouldn't go to a coffee shop?
No, I'm a yogi. I do yoga, so I don't take any caffeine like that, you know.
Would you take a 2-week holiday on your own?
Yeah, I have done, yeah.
And how was it for you?
Oh, wonderful. Somehow you just meet people, you know, more people. And if you're stuck with the one person all the time, you know, if you're on your own, people will come up to you, help you, just like you come up to me, or I meet somebody else. Or it's great.
Do you like your own company?
I love it.
Why?
Because I think I'm the most unusual person I ever met.
JJ, what makes you unusual?
Everybody's unusual in their own way, but I'm quite comfortable with myself after all these years. Once you get to 60, past 60, you know, all the old mind drivel is gone, and you're happy with what you are. You have to be. That's what you got.
There you go. That's JJ. JJ is the most unusual person JJ has ever met, along with his horse, who remains unnamed. But I suppose he has a horse, so he's constantly got a friend there.
Yeah, well, the horse was one of the horse and traps that goes around Dublin, and he stopped to feed horse apples. And I thought they were potatoes because I'm losing my eyesight. And I have to say, that horse was so happy. You can hear him munching right through that.
That horse enjoys an apple.
And yeah. It's just...
Do you need to get your eyes tested?
Yeah. But I won't, because then I'd have to wear glasses and then people would think I'm clever and I'm not. So I just refuse to get them.
Isn't that, would you think you're is it reading or?
It's reading glasses. I know this is radio and no one can see, but, you know, in front of me, I've got like a sort of running order and it's in 20 font. So it's quite big.
Oh, Henry, yeah.
I know, but I can read the newspaper and that's like 9 font. I have to hold it really close to my eyes, but yeah.
Then you definitely need to get glasses.
I am slowly losing my eyesight, but that's okay. I'm, you know, sometimes, you know, fruit flies. Sometimes I think there's fruit flies in my beer, but it turns out just to be burnt toast. So yeah, I probably do.
Okay, that needs to be unpacked. Why is there burnt toast in your beer?
I don't know.
Is that breakfast for you when you're on the road by yourself? Talking to the reception. Can I have two slices of and a pint of high no, please?
And some burnt toast. I like high baked toast. What's wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I don't mind if toast is a bit burnt.
I like
as well.
It black, and I know it's probably carcinogenic, but I love it.
That's what they say, but I don't know. Of all the things they could give you, you know, give you cancer. Probably toast is at the lower end.
I'd say.
I imagine.
I'd say it's not that bad at all. Yeah. But yeah, I love it.
Somebody on Twitter says going to the cinema on your own is a must. When I was in my early 20s, I got the Cineworld monthly card. We went to loads of movies alone. Really helps you enjoy the movie and a time killer if you're bored.
I think it's fantastic.
I think that, and that's a fair point.
You can concentrate on the film and shush people. Yeah. Because you're on your own.
I've done it occasionally, like you go in the afternoon kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the place is empty.
Yes.
And it is quite nice.
And did you have to go and see the film because you had to like interview the star, or you just wanted to go?
I just wanted to go, and I was at a loose end. So I thought, yeah, fuck it, I'll go by myself. Yeah. Even though it feels kind of weird, you almost have to force yourself to do it.
Yes.
You almost like you feel like wearing a sign if there's any other people there saying, I don't normally do this. You know, I do have friends.
I think it's totally okay.
Somebody says, I went on holidays on my own for the first time this summer. I was apprehensive about going, but I really enjoyed it. I was even asked out in a few dates.
Go away on your own.
I wonder though, is that annoying? If you're on holiday by yourself, everyone's going there by themselves. They're a target. Then you're getting harassed.
Well, not really. I think if you get asked out, if you go with a group, it will end up, they'll ask your friend out, but not you. I think.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
so. If it's just you,
you've a better chance to get lucky.
Yeah, don't bring your better looking friend on holidays with you. So who else did you talk to here?
Yeah, so we got to speak to Leisha McGrath, work and organisational psychology, transformational coaching.
Two of the most misunderstood terms in psychology are extrovert and introvert. People often think that extroverts are those that love to be at a party and are the life and soul, whereas introverts tend to be at home reading a book. But actually, the true definition of extrovert and introvert is where you get your energy from, where you replace your energy from. So both extroverts and introverts can do the same things, but introverts will replenish their energy by spending time on their own. Extroverts will replenish their energy by spending time with other people out in the world. And what tends to happen over our lifetime is we might become more extrovert or we might become more introvert, depending on our personality evolution and also on our life circumstances. So I think in the case of Brittany, given the experience that she's had in the world, I would hypothesize that maybe learning to love herself, learning to be self-resourced, learning to trust and build that relationship that she has with herself, which of course is the most important relationship any of us can ever have, is maybe why she has chosen to marry herself and why she has chosen to really put herself first. And I have to say, I applaud her for it, given the stick she's had and the way she's been treated. I think it's wonderful that she has found, hopefully, peace with herself and with her choice.
That was Leisha McGrath. Was she saying that being an extrovert and an introvert is the same thing?
Well, no, she was saying that, yeah, kind of. Everyone tries to get something a bit different out of it. And she was saying that basically introverts like to have time on their own. They like to obviously do all the socialising, then their bit, and then the extrovert, their bit of, you know, gives them the energy when they're out chatting. So they're similar, but very different. I think that was her point.
Yeah, and I didn't really understand it. They're either the same or not.
Well, they're the same family.
Someone says going to the cinema alone means you don't have to explain the film. Though that's good. Henry, for your eyes, have a listen to the Huberman Lab podcast about the benefit of red light at safe levels for improving eyesight. Also, just go and get an eye test, like Sean said. So I don't know what a red light...
Well, I know I need glasses, but then I'd have to go and get them. And then...
Yes, that would be the general point.
It's basically aging. It's admitting to aging, you know? I know I could get contacts and stuff. I know.
You could, yeah. So it'd be fine. And it might be just, if it's just reading glasses, then that's not a thing.
Yeah.
No, you'd be more concerned if it was, if you need them in the car. Like, do you find if you're driving, you can still read the road signs and that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. And I can see, and I know that van's going to pull out in front of me before the van even knows he's going to do it.
Okay,
so yeah,
well,
I can read the road.
That's your psychic. that's on top of that. Yeah, reading glasses, Henry, come on.
I know.
That's not a... You know, you can get sexy reading glasses. It makes you look kind of vaguely intellectual and mysterious.
I'm not so sure. The glasses that the young people are wearing these days are very early 1980s, and yeah, I'm not sure. I just don't
know. To get young people's glasses.
Well, they're not. They're old people's glasses on young people.
Someone else says, I do many things on my own, all completely by choice. I don't care what people think. It only bothers me if I meet someone I know and they ask if I'm by myself and then join me or insist on me joining them, especially when you know they're doing it themselves because they wouldn't feel comfortable by themselves. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah, because they go to a bar and they meet you and you want to be by yourself, yes, and read your book. And then they're going, there's something wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of force you into a
come and join us
group of people you don't know and you don't want to go over there. But you can't say, no, I don't want to.
And all you want to do is just boring. Leave the pub or leave wherever you are, the bar. But it is interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that because I did meet a guy. He was just wandering the streets on his own. He was doing both. He was kind of meeting friends and he was finishing up a gig. Here is Joe O'Neill.
Do you like being on your own? You're travelling alone today.
Yeah, I do my own company, can do my own thing. No one to bother me if I want to go and get a coffee. Do you know, it's
do you
on
like
my own time.
Do you like going for a coffee on your own?
Oh, yeah. Love going for a coffee on my own, watching the people passing by, relaxing. I have a day off work today. Nothing better, stroll in the sun. And I potter into whatever shop I want.
So you love pottering, you love people watching.
Exactly, yeah.
You went to a gig last night. But not on your own. You met friends.
No, I met the lads. Came up. Yeah, I came up on my own on the train, and a few drove up, and one flew in from America. We went to see Chris Stapleton, and then we went our separate ways. Then after that, they all went home. Some stayed up with different hotels because we like to have the company, but we like to go our own way. Then after,
so you stayed in different hotels.
Oh yeah.
All
yeah.
Very kind of not secretive, but
no.
You wanted to be alone. You wanted
the
privacy.
Yeah, exactly. Because we can. You can do what you want then, you know. You're not tied to the group, as you say, you know. I could go for pints or I could go for...
So you're loving it?
Loving it,
You're loving the alone time before
yeah,
I rudely exactly. interrupted.
Yeah.
And where is home?
Just outside Nenagh.
So you came up from Nenagh, County Tipperary.
Yeah, exactly. Got the train up
and
Valley Brophy.
Valley Brophy, you're just strolling around
strolling
with your bag.
Around, strolling around with the bag, going to head home later on, back on the train. Yeah, I was in Hodges of Figures in the bookshop, so just pottering
and
up the
books. And you
pottered
around in the bookshop.
Yeah,
did you buy anything?
No, I'm not yet, but I will. I'm going back now to buy something. I'm looking for some specific book on some blues music, you know.
And you'll sit there on the train and
read that on your own. Exactly, yeah. Ideal, sure. What more could you want?
Do we need to celebrate being on our own a bit more?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You have to be happy in your own company. You can't always have people around you, you know. It's nice to have company, but you have to be able to... Be happy in yourself, happy in your own mind, you know. It's if you're not happy with yourself, you'll never be happy, you know.
Do you think many of us are just not happy in our own company?
No, I think there's too much distractions now, you know, with the social media. No one can sit at time. They're stuck on the phones, stuck, not taking in around. Look at this beautiful day, the blue sky, you know.
It's beautiful in Dublin today.
Fabulous, yeah. With the storm last night.
There you go. There's a man who seems to be very happy by himself. Mm. You must have eaten in restaurants by yourself, Henry, given your many years on the road.
I have, and I do like sometimes going to a restaurant somewhere in rural Ireland and just setting a table for one and then sitting in the corner. And then, I don't mind that because you can eat privately. And I'd love to do it here in Dublin. I'd like to do it right now, actually, just to call into a restaurant near our HQ here and just have a big feed in the corner.
You know too many people. People would be walking and going, there's Henry.
Well, they might go, why is he on his own and why does he order so much? But this is the thing. I would love to book a table on my own just to relax and do it. And I hope to be able to do that soon.
Hi, I'm Paul Cadden from Saba Restaurant.
When people come in and they say a table for one, do you think fair balls to them or do you think they're a bit lonely? What goes through your mind? And how often do people come in on their own?
We have loads of solo diners, but a lunch and dinner, and it's a fantastic thing to do. I think myself, I dine out at lunchtime on my own. You can see people in all the restaurants. It's a thing to do. It's a glorious act of self-care, mindfulness. It's a fabulous thing to do.
So it's self-care. It's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You can sit. I'm nearly jealous looking at customers as they read their books, lost in thought. There may be people watching or... eavesdropping on the couple next to them.
And they can savour the Asian fusion flavours.
They can, and they can eat and drink what they want at their own pace. It's a fabulous thing to do.
And no one's watching.
No one's watching, and we love to see them coming in.
You're smoking a beautiful, is it a Cuban cigar?
Dominican.
Dominican, a big, massive, thick thing, a bit like the one they smoke in the A-Team, that children's TV show from the 80s. For you, do you like being on your own?
I do.
Why?
There's a lot going on in here.
In your head?
Yes.
And are you traveling on your own?
I am not. I am hiding from my wife at this moment as I have my cigar.
So you're hiding, you just need a moment.
I do.
Why is it important to have your own time, me time?
I think it helps keeping a hold on what's important, because if you're constantly subject to stimulus from other people and other media and things, then I think it can sometimes throw you off. And I think it's important to stay centered on your own take, your own view of the world.
How long do you think it will take until your wife finds you?
Probably about 45 minutes.
Did you switch your phone off?
No. What I've done is I waited till she jumped in the shower. And I've, over the past decades of marriage, I've timed it down to a science exactly how much time I have. So now I have about 42 minutes left.
I'll let you get back to the cigar and your moment.
Very well. Thank you.
That man has it sussed. That man's a genius. He knows exactly how long it's going to... A man... Yeah. Was it a big fat cigar he was smoking?
Huge. It was a huge one. It wasn't Cuban. Did he say Dominican Republic, I think?
Oh, yeah, but he's an American.
He was American.
He can't smoke Cuban cigars. They throw them in prison for that.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, Cuba.
Of course, because it's Cuba. Of course they don't smoke
Unless he was
Cuban
Canadian,
cigars.
In which case that's...
Mafia or something. That's
perfectly fine. I met a fella who spent 76 days alone drifting in a life raft after his boat sank. He kept his sanity by dividing himself into three separate personalities: his emotional self, his practical self, and his rational self. He discussed every decision amongst himself and resolved all issues that were pressing until he eventually drifted ashore in the Caribbean, says Vincent, at Ocean Island.
Yeah, I do that, and I'm not on a raft.
That's genius, though. I wonder, you know, how was he afterwards, or did he continue being these kind of three people? Someone else says, and I assume that they're an accountant, the day after final submission date for clients' tax returns, usually Friday, I always take off to go for coffee and go into the Savoy for movie magic after all the excitement. Nice kind of a wind down. Dermot, who's in Meath, says, I've two young kids. They're great, but one of the last times I was alone enjoying myself was when I was made redundant about a year ago. I had the day to myself in town, checked out some shops, had a walk around and a pint. It was magic. I just wish I got laid off more often, he says. Someone else says, I love going to museums by myself. I put my headphones on and be in my own world. Okay, that's kind of nice. Anna Marie says, I love the adventure of travelling alone, meeting people and no compromise. It's not an issue. I think it's a societal issue that you should have a companion, but so much more freedom alone. Well, no, that's true. It's kind of self-evident. The thing about, though, what Paul Cadden was saying about people eating by themselves, that you'll see people maybe doing lunch by themselves.
Yes.
But, like, I wonder, are there any people who kind of go, right, it's Saturday night, I'm going to put on my best clothes, deke myself up, go to a Michelin star restaurant and have dinner by myself, have a date with myself.
Table for one, please.
Yeah, I wonder, do people do that?
And I know lots of restaurants are quite good at it. And I know, especially the Asian restaurants, they have those long tables so you can sit with strangers and you're only taking up a little bit of space, not the whole thing. Yeah, I think some do. And obviously Michelin star restaurants will always take the business. Always.
Because, of course. They're out the door. It'd be hard to get a table for one. I wonder, do they accept tables for one, actually, even at posh restaurants?
Of course, and they give you a tiny bit of a chicken breast.
Yeah.
Even though it's tasty.
I'd say they give you more than a chicken breast.
Well, they give you like five or six portions, you know, not portions. What are they called again?
Portions.
Starters, mains, and then another main, and then another main.
Yeah.
What's that? I can't find the word.
And do you ever get lonely when you're on the road?
I do sometimes feel quite, you know, isolated. I do sometimes get lonely, and then I just either switch on News Talk or a competitor or Spotify. And just the radio actually does keep me company. And if I get really, really lonely, I ring my friend in Dubai on a long Wow. Journey, because, you know, he's stuck out there lonely in some big ugly high rise, you know, in the heat. And, you know, I'd ring him and chat to him for about an hour.
What's the time difference there?
4 hours. So I have to make sure that I forgot to ring him. It's midnight. So I would try and ring him at about 4 p.m. and it's 8 p.m. his time. I would have a long chat.
Okay, that's handy then for you.
Yeah, ring a friend. I think if you do get lonely, ring a friend. But yeah, sometimes I'm really antisocial. You know that. And other times I just want to be everyone's friend. Like sometimes I come into the office and I want to say hello to everyone. And everyone's like, I'm busy. We're making news. Leave me alone.
No, well, I don't know. Yeah, you come in and as many people wander around to wherever you are.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
That is a thing.
You know, some people come and say hi. Yeah. And I'd say, I mean, at the same time, if someone's in the zone and they want to be ignored, leave them. And we did get to meet people. And we got to meet people at a very noisy pedestrian crossing. And I met this courier.
Eugenio, originally from Venezuela, you're a courier. You're on one of these cargo bikes. You're out and about delivering post and parcels. Do you like working on your own? Do you like your own company?
I like riding the bike, and I love the fact that it's under my own ways, you know, like my own means. Like I'm the one that decide how fast to go, how slow to go. I don't have a manager next to me. Like
you like not having a manager next to you.
Yeah.
Like that independence.
I've been all my life. I've been kind of a little bit of a latchkey kid, you know. So this latchkey kid. Yeah. This type of work is kind of like the best combination of both. Like I'm outside. I have an interaction with people. I love to meeting new people and all that. So.
Do you ever get lonely?
Yeah, it can get to be a little lonely. It can get to be a little lonely. But at the same time, I have a bunch of friends. So anytime that I feel a little lonely, I just call one of my friends and we hang out. Like we watch movies and all that. Like
I listen to music and I read. So that's my enjoyment in life.
You listen to music and you read?
Yes.
And you love that?
Absolutely. At 83 years of age, what else can one do?
Do you get lonely or are
no,
you happy
I hate that
in your
word
company?
Lonely. How you can you it? Be lonely? How can you be lonely? If people want television, they turn it on. They go out for a walk and meet people. I can't abide that. Lonely. Incredible.
So you never get lonely?
No.
And what are you up to today? What are you doing?
I'm going to Mass and then I'm going shopping.
Mass and shopping on your own?
On my own.
And you're happy?
Absolutely.
And what about going on holiday on your own? Coffee?
Go to my son in France.
Yeah, I love company. I think it brightens you up. I like a bit of time on my own as well, but in the main, I love company.
There you go. That's various views on that. I've been on my own for 30 years, says one texter, and I solo travel a lot, and I've never worried about dining or drinking alone all over Europe until listening to you. Now I'm beginning to think there's something wrong with me. There absolutely is not anything wrong with you. It's fabulous that you can do that. Someone else says, I went to the cinema by myself recently. There were no other people there. Before the film started, I heard the usher speaking, sad bastard, I heard them say.
That's so mean.
That is so mean. When my dad was in hospital years ago and could not sleep, he used to set up a debate between himself and a customer in the pub. And then he would end it by saying to the customer, sure, what do you know about it anyway? That's misbehaving for the customer. I travel all the time on my own. I love it, says Dave. You can do your own thing. It's amazing. And you can meet people too. Just in relation to that previous text we got from someone saying that they're an accountant and when all the filing is finished, they kind of have some time to themselves. Ronan says, thank you. Now I know why I can never contact my accountant the day after tax filing. And finally, someone else says, even Kieran Cudahy has started to wear glasses. Get with it, Henry.
He has.
You want to get on that Kieran Cudahy train?
Yeah.
What are his glasses like? Are they nice?
They're kind of sophisticated, intelligent.
There you go. You could do sophisticated, intelligent.
Well, I don't know about that now.
Yeah. Tell you though.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.